Today on Firebrain AI's Daily Ember, we'll cover all the latest in the world of AI, including GPT-4o Large and Project Strawberry, Meta's expanded music licensing deal, the AI scientist automating research, AI-powered tongue analysis for health, and Polymarket's AI-driven news integration. But before we get started, if you want to learn more about how to practically integrate AI into your business and daily life, join our free school community in the description below. Let's get to today's headlines. It's AI that sets your brain on fire. Brain AI. Fire. Brain AI. Welcome to the Daily Ember, your AI-powered source for the hottest artificial intelligence news. I'm your host, Joe, and today we're diving into a world where AI is not just knocking on the door of human capability, it's kicking it down and redecorating the place. First up, let's talk about the buzz surrounding a potential new ChatGPT model that's got the AI world aflutter. Imagine a world where your AI assistant is not just smart, but downright genius-level brilliant. That's the promise of GPT-4o Large, a mysterious new model that's been teased by the enigmatic Twitter account, You Iroleth the World Mo. Now, I know what you're thinking. Joe, are we really getting our AI news from Twitter these days? Well, when the account starts interacting with OpenAI's CEO Sam Altman, even the skeptics start to pay attention. This GPT-4o Large is supposedly more efficient, more powerful, and doesn't need a supercomputer to run. That means advanced AI could soon be accessible to more people and businesses, not just tech giants with bottomless pockets. And let me tell you, I've noticed some changes in ChatGPT responses lately. It's using more human-like reasoning, and it's even more accurate in giving instructions. It's like ChatGPT went through puberty overnight and came out with a deeper voice and a sudden interest in complex problem solving. But wait, there's more. The plot thickens with whispers of something called Project Strawberry. No, it's not a new flavor of AI ice cream, although that does sound delicious. It's a top secret initiative that could push AI capabilities to new heights. We're talking about AI that doesn't just answer your questions, but understands context so deeply it might finish your sentences better than your spouse. By the way, if you didn't know why it's called Project Strawberry, if you have ever asked ChatGPT how many of the letter R appear in the word strawberry, it will answer 2. That is, up until the last few days, where it now correctly answers 3. This anomaly has to do with how the LLM tends to tokenize specific words. As a side note, it's worth mentioning that ChatGPT announced yesterday that they've been running a new model for the past week. Maybe the Strawberry Man is worth listening to. OpenAI plans to make these advancements available through its API, which is like giving developers a key to the AI candy store. Imagine the applications we could see from customer service chatbots that actually understand sarcasm to medical research assistants that could help cure diseases faster than ever before. It's exciting stuff, folks, but remember, with great power comes great responsibility. Let's hope these AIs don't develop a taste for world domination along with their enhanced capabilities. Now, let's shift gears and talk about a different kind of harmony. The kind you can dance to. Meta, the company formerly known as Facebook and still known as the platform your parents use, has just inked a new deal with Universal Music Group. This isn't just any old agreement, it's a musical masterstroke that's going to change the tune of social media content creation. This expanded deal means UMG's vast library of music will be available across more of Meta's platforms. It's like Meta just gave everyone a backstage pass to the world's biggest concert. But this deal isn't just about adding a catchy soundtrack to your cat videos. It's also a shield against the dark arts of unauthorized AI-generated content. Now, I've got to say, while this deal might slow the tide of unauthorized AI-generated content, it's unlikely to be a long-term solution. AI's capabilities are advancing faster than a teenager's excuse for missing curfew. It's becoming increasingly difficult to distinguish between human-created and AI-generated content. As AI tools become more accessible and sophisticated, there will likely be an ongoing struggle to protect intellectual property and ensure that artists are fairly compensated. In the long run, we might need to completely rethink how we define creativity, authorship, and intellectual property in the age of AI. Imagine a world where your favorite song is a collab between a human artist and an AI. It's not as far-fetched as it sounds, folks. Speaking of AI taking over human jobs, let's talk about the AI scientist. No, it's not the title of a new sci-fi blockbuster. It's a real AI system developed by Sakana AI that's aiming to automate the entire scientific research process. We're talking about an AI that can brainstorm ideas, design experiments, and even write papers, all without needing a coffee break. Now you might be thinking, but Joe, won't this put human scientists out of work? Fear not, fellow humans. The AI scientist is more like a super-powered research assistant than a job thief. It's designed to work alongside human researchers, helping them process vast amounts of data and generate hypotheses faster than ever before. And let me tell you, this is the advancement that has me losing sleep in a good way. The idea that the scientific process could be automated, running 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, is absolutely mind-blowing. This could revolutionize and exponentialize human discovery. We're talking about curing diseases, solving climate issues, and maybe even figuring out why my socks keep disappearing in the dryer. But let's not get too carried away. The AI scientist isn't perfect. It sometimes makes errors that even a freshman science student would catch. It's a reminder that while AI is incredibly powerful, it still needs human oversight to ensure we're not publishing papers claiming the Earth is flat or that chocolate is a vegetable, although I wish that last one were true. In fact, I can already imagine some hilarious scenarios where AI-generated research papers go hilariously wrong. Picture this: the quantum superposition of bananas exploring Schrödinger's fruit. The AI attempts to merge quantum mechanics with everyday objects, leading to a research paper that claims a banana can exist in both ripe and unripe states simultaneously until observed. The paper garners interest, but hilariously fails when someone points out that the only experiment the AI conducted was repeatedly placing a banana in a refrigerator and removing it, with no actual quantum analysis involved. Now let's switch gears to something a bit more tongue-in-cheek, literally. Scientists have developed an AI tool that can diagnose diseases by analyzing pictures of your tongue. That's right, stick out your tongue and say, AI, this tool, inspired by traditional Chinese medicine, can predict conditions like diabetes and stroke with a whopping 98% accuracy. It's like having a doctor in your pocket, minus the cold stethoscope. But before we all start posting tongue selfies, let's take a moment to consider how we should approach such impressive claims about AI capabilities. First off, scrutinize the methodology. These high accuracy rates are typically achieved under controlled conditions. Real-world applications might face challenges like varied lighting, different camera qualities, and diverse populations that could affect performance. It's like the difference between hitting a bullseye in a quiet indoor range versus trying to do it in a windstorm while riding a unicycle. Secondly, consider the data used. If the AI was trained on a specific data set, it might not be as effective in a more general setting. Always consider how representative the training data is of the broader population. It's like trying to understand global cuisine by only eating at your local food court. Lastly, be wary of hype. While AI is advancing rapidly, it's not infallible. This tongue analysis tool is a modern twist on a 2,000-year-old practice, but that doesn't make it an all-encompassing solution. Remember, even the most advanced AI can sometimes be as confused as a chameleon in a bag of Skittles. As we wrap up today's episode, let's take a moment to marvel at how AI is transforming every aspect of our lives, from how we create content and make music to how we conduct scientific research and monitor our health. It's an exciting time to be alive, folks. Here's your call to action for the day. Start engaging with reputable sources on AI and technology news. Set up alerts, subscribe to newsletters, or join communities that focus on AI trends. This will not only keep you updated, but also help you identify opportunities where AI can be leveraged in your industry or daily routine. By staying informed, you can make more strategic decisions and remain competitive in a world increasingly driven by AI. Remember, the future of AI is not just something we observe, it's something we can actively shape and participate in. So get out there, experiment, and who knows, maybe you'll be the one making headlines in our next episode. Just try not to create an AI that decides to take over the world, okay? I don't want to be reporting on the robot apocalypse anytime soon. This has been The Daily Ember. Until next time, keep your neurons firing, your AI ethical, and your tongue where it belongs, unless you're getting an AI health check, of course. That's going to do it for us today, Firebrains. Don't forget to join our free Firebrain AI school community to stay on top of all the latest AI trends and to learn more about how you can practically implement AI and automation into your business and personal life. You can find the community in the description below. Thanks for listening. It's AI that sets your brain on.